I hope you're all well. Please join me in saying the Anabakoach. Anabakoach Gedula Chemincha Tati Tzerura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. The gematria of these six letters is 506, which is the same gematria as the phrase Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. Kabel Rinat Amchasag Venu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, Kra Satan, which means tear up the Satan, tear up the negativity. The same letters can be rearranged to spell Sha'ar Katan, two words that mean small gates, which is a hint, a reminder, to put guards on our small gates, our eyes, our ears, our nose, and our mouth, so that there is no access to the negative side. Na gibor doshe yehudcha kevavad shamrem. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. The first three letters, Nun gimel dalet, has a gematria of 57, which is the Hebrew word zan, which means parnasah or sustenance. Yud Kaf Shin is a sequence that we utilize to take back the energy that we've given to the other side through our mistakes. Barchem tacharem rachame sidkatcha tamid gamlem betet resh tzadi taf gimel. This sequence of letters is utilized to connect us to the consciousness of eternal victory. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adatach Nun Gimel Dalet. Excuse me. Chet Kuf Bet Tet Nun Ayin. This sequence is connected to the month of Iyar, the month we are in now. And so we meditate on the two letters Pei, which means mouth, and is the letter that created the planet Noga, which is the planet Venus. And the Vav, which is the letter that created the month of Iyar, the month known as Kodesh Aziv, the month of light, and and also the month of healing, because Iyar is spelled Aleph Yud Yud Resh, and that is the initials of the phrase Ani Hashem Rofecha, I am God, your healer. The Pei and the Vav has a gematria of 86, which is the gematria of the name Elohim, the name of God that is representative of judgment, and also the name of God that is the same gematria as the word Hateva, nature, natural law. Illness is a form of judgment, and healing is also a form of judgment. This is a sequence that helps you balance that judgment so it's soft and sweetened. Yachid Gaya Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence is used to help speed the spreading of the wisdom of Kabbalah during this period of the sixth millennium. Shavatenu kabel Ushma tziyakatenu Yodeya Talumot Shinkufav Tzadiyutav. This last verse, the sequence, has a gematria of 906. So if we take the last four letters, which is 506, which is the same gematria as the first letters of the first verse, and the same gematria as unconditional love, ahavatinam, and we recognize the 400, the first two letters, the shin and the kuf, we recognize the 400 represents the four worlds in their perfected state of 10 Sephirot within 10 Sephirot. And together we can understand the consciousness of creation and of the creator who did the creation that starts with love and proceeds step by step and manifests with love. The sixth letter of this last verse can be utilized to help us manifest all of our desires in the physical world, as long as we do it with the consciousness of unconditional love and sharing with other people. And the last verse, the eighth verse, we say in a whisper that we refer to as silently, because while we can hear it when we say it, the person standing right next to us is not able to hear it. before I start reading from tonight, from the Zohar, from the portion of Emor, section 33, titled Rosh Hashanah, starting with verse 206. Before I start the reading, does anybody have any questions on any subject whatsoever? This section is being taught by the faithful shepherd, the Re'aya Mehemna, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe our teacher. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunenei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunenehu. Bachodesh hashvi'i be'echad lachodesh v'gomer. Pikuda da litkoa shofar b'rosh hashanah. Dehu yama dedina le'alma. Kimad yokimna. Veha uknuha diktiv tekuu bachodesh shofar bakese liyom hagenu veha itmar dehaihu yoma desihara itkase be vekayem alma bidana begin dehahu mekatrega Hafe vekase vian al pidcha al malka atar de dina sharya lemitpa dina al alma. In the seventh month, on the first day of the month, the verse from Vayikra, this mitzvah is to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which is judgment day to the world, as we explained. We explain the words, blow a shofar at the new moon, at the full moon. Actually, the word is at the covering, on our feast day. A verse from Psalms, chapter 8, 81. We learn that this day is a day when the moon, Malchut, is covered, and the world is under judgment. For the prosecutor covers and hides and locks the entrance to the king, who is there on pin, and the moon is a place where judgment abides, to demand justice from the world. In the Zohar, justice represents cause and effect. It is not that God sits in judgment and punishes the world. God forbid. God is only merciful. So what feels painful to us is his mercy. Something that can be difficult to understand but really isn't. We do an action, it returns to us. If it's negative, it comes back as a frame of negativity. Cause and effect. The mitzvah that Hashem has given us to blow the shofar transforms judgment, the effect, into mercy, a different cause. This is the teaching of the Kabbalah. Throughout the centuries, the religious Jewish world has listened to the shofar every Rosh Hashanah, but without understanding the awakening of mercy, the sweetening of judgment, and without true certainty in its truth, the manifestation goes awry. With the teaching of Kabbalah, these days are like holidays, as this section will teach us. Ve'itemang ech ityehiv le'rishu le'ahu mekatrega le'chaf chapa'a umit ba'dina ela v'day bida Dehai mekatriga shave kudsha barichu lemitva dina al kol alma veshavele yoma yedia lemitva kame kol dinin de alma deha kudsha barichu avele veshave le kame lemecheve Dechilu deku chabarichu Salka vesharya Al kola verazada Vaha Elohim asa Sheiru milpanav Mayasa asa lechai Bekatrega viatkin Lekame lemecheve Saifa shenana Al kol ama v'kol da begin de yid chalun Mikame kudsha barichu kola V'dayihu santira Detava chove b'nei nasha V'tava dina v'tapis B'nei nasha v'kati ilon v'al keilon Kola kima dech nafik min dina. Verse 207. You may wonder how the prosecutor was given permission to cover the light of Malchut and demand punishment. And he answers, surely the Holy One, blessed be He, allowed the prosecutor to demand justice from the whole world. He allotted him a specific day in which to demand all the punishments in the world. For the Holy One, blessed be He, made him and placed him before himself. So the fear of the Holy One, blessed be He, will increase and rest on everyone. This is the secret of, and Elohim does it, so that men should fear before Him. A verse from Kohelet, chapter 3. What is does? He did this prosecutor and made him before himself to be a sharp sword over the whole world, for all the reason that all will fear the Holy One. Blessed be He. He oversees and prosecutes the sins of people, demands punishment and seizes people, kills them and strikes them, all just as it was decided in court. Did you have any pain today? Did you have any upset today? Did you have any negativity enter your life today? Or continue within your life? That's coming from the judgments, the effects of your own actions that were not erased through tshuva, that flowed through from last year or last lifetime through the court that took place on Rosh Hashanah. And the negative forces are only given permission to do those negative actions as the effects of your own actions based on that judgment that took place. If you understand the purpose of the shofar, then you can erase those negative effects so they do not flow through. And many, many people of the children of Israel have this knowledge, learn it through the Kabbalah and the Zohar, and live a chaos-free existence, a chaos-free life. But remember, don't ever believe a word I say, but experiment it with and for yourself. Prove it to yourself, because I will not prove it to you. Even though it is truth, the only way you can be certain that it's truth is to prove it to yourself. Verse 208. Kegavna dehahud memuna Beit din diltata ve'ich yehivle Reshuli adkira kame Beidina peloni Avad tach ufloni Avad hal tach ulmitba Alai hudina utnan Reshu ve'itkiv Lehahu memune Beitin lianala Al beidina pitha ad yigzerun Dina al kolma de ihu Tava velech reshu Levet din ledachya Lebegin ki ani Hashem Ocheb mishpat v'ihu Ba'edi alma itkayam Bedina u'minda Ve'itin ve'itchat dayan. It is like the minister appointed over the terrestrial court, who was given permission to mention before the court that so-and-so did this, and so-and-so transgressed that, and to demand punishment. We learn that the minister appointed over the court was given permission to lock the entrance to the court until verdicts will be meted out to all his persecution. The court is not allowed to decline him, because, for I, Hashem, love justice, a verse from Isaiah chapter 61. And he wants the world to be maintained by judgment, so as to make known that there is judgment and there is a judge. All this applies to the terrestrial court. Do you understand and do you see how these verses refer to natural law in the physical world, natural law in the spiritual worlds? They operate automatically. There is one day called Rosh Hashanah where judgment rules. And it's only through the secrets given to the children of Israel that mercy can be awakened in that frame of reference, in that space. What a gift we are given to have this information. Verse 209. Kichai gavna shave Kucha barichu kame Vachai dihu tava Dina kame malka Alko b'nei alma Uvhai yoma ichiv Le rishu lakasa Pitcha de malka Vesichara itchatya Lagoy ad did it gizar Dina al kol bene alma Fiaf al gav de kola It gele kame kucha barichu Laba eela bedina. The Holy One, blessed be He, did the same. He placed before Him that prosecutor who demands punishment before the king for all the people in the world. On that day he is given permission to cover the entrance of the king, Zeranpin, and the moon, Malchut, is hidden inside until punishment is meted out to all the people in the world. Though everything is revealed before the Holy One, blessed be He, He nevertheless desires nothing but according to judgment. I read the word punishment, but it's actually effect of our actions. But even the effect of our actions must go through a process of evaluation to see what is the appropriate effect to balance the universe. verse 2:10. Kola kegavna chada ela vetata atkin kurseya tadina bahayoma vesantira ata vetavadina al kolovade bene alma kol chad vechad kifum archo ukfum ma deavad lesachadin atyan vesachade al kolovade bene alma veilein inun ene Hashem dinun meshat te bekol alma vekama inun ene Adonai delayed loan hushbana dekas leum shate bekol alma vekaman kolovade bene alma. Everything operates in the same way, above and below. On that day, the Holy One, blessed be He, fixes the throne of judgment, and the administrator comes and demands justice for all the deeds of the people in the world, each according to his ways and deeds. Witnesses come and testify to all the deeds of the people in the world, and these witnesses are called the eyes of Hashem, that roam throughout the whole world and see the deeds of the people in the world. Verse 2:11. We are being given a metaphorical description of the spiritual worlds and what takes place on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah. Can you visualize this amazing court? Vavli nun de la meshkichin de la mistachlin be'el vadechon teha legabaihu kaimin ilain sachade malka v'mashkichin uchaman kol madi nun davdin v'kamre deha inun salke v'sachade Kame malka vechaich santira, kain kame malka, vetavadina paloni, avardina paloni, avad kach vechachaka, sachade viadiku chaberichu, lashail lon, late lon rishu le sachada, kedeni nun sachade, Sahaduta. Woe to those who do not care and do not observe their doings, for the witnesses of the king stand by them, observe, and see whatever they do or say. They ascend and testify before the king. The administrator stands before the king and demands punishment. So-and-so transgressed the law, and so-and-so did that. Here are the witnesses. As long as the Holy One, blessed be He, does not ask them, they have no permission to testify. When He asks them, they deliver their testimony. The administrator is another word for the Satan, who is acting as the prosecutor on that day. Verse 2:12. Vekola aktiv kame malka petitcha, beve malka itchad hekala, hekala damalya, esha chiva avra, vecha esha mitgalgela, befalka velachit, shevivin vechaila. Pasik le'almin, legoi had hekala, it hekala, ochara malya, esha ukama, tila pasik le'almin, tirain sofrin kaimin, tadir kame malka, Vesha'ata dedina Sahadin kol sahade Kame malkainun Sofrin nadlin mehahu Palka de shahivavra Vekat veale behahu Esha ukama. Everything is put in writing before the king. In the king's house there is a certain chamber full of white fire. This fire rolls in a circle with burning sparks and never ceases. Inside this chamber there is another chamber full of black fire, which never ceases. Two scribes stand before the king at all times. During trials, all witnesses testify before the king. The scribes take from the circle of white fire and write the verdict on it with the black circle. It's difficult to understand the metaphor of this verse. What is white fire? White fire represents mercy. Black fire represents judgment. Two scribes stand beside the king and write the testimony and also write the judgment that Hashem generates, the effect of your action, so that it will balance the world, which is why there is white fire, mercy, and black fire, judgment, represented by the effect. The judgment that is rendered has both mercy and judgment within it. And that's what this verse is referring to. Verse 2:13, Ukdein malkachach mit dina ad zimnad yedia tilma ben kachu ven kach yechadrun bitshuva yechadrun pitkin nikrain v'ilav malka yati v'kolinun devezekuta kame Kame karoza kamukaris Deloni avad kachman yolif Ale zechut yit man di yolif Ale zechut yaut veilavcha It masal santira. The king then holds the verdict for some time in case they will repent. In the meantime, if they returned in repentance, the writings are torn up. If not, the king sits, and all the defenders stand before him. The crier stands and announces, so-and-so did this, who shall defend him? If there is someone to defend him, it is well. Otherwise, he is given to the administrator for punishment. You think this is discussing just what's going to happen this year? It's discussing all of your life. The same mechanism, the same description, the same metaphors apply to that judgment day that is the day you leave this world, where all of your actions are looked at. And since you no longer have the opportunity to do repentance, to do tshuva at that moment, then all of those written verdicts are brought out and presented to you to affirm the truth and the validity of these effects. But you're not in the physical world to receive these, are you? No. But you will be returned and come again to the physical world in a different body. and you will receive. This is the baggage that you bring into the world with you. This is the baggage that causes you to choose to be a particular astrological birth moment. Verse 2:14. Livne alma ela leachaza dekola avid beorach keshot venicha kame mande ishtaziv mindine veite mam benalan hait masar lechabike lechabkime viafilu lemandila yade Mandava Eli Istakla Yashkach Bema De Ihu Vidkalya Viedab Kibema De Ihu Besitra De Hakola Kegav Nahadakol Madifakid Kuchabarihu Beara Kola Ihu Kegav Nadilela. He asks, yet the Holy One, blessed be He, knows everything. Why does He need all this? And He answers, this is so that people will have no excuse, but rather to show that He does everything truthfully. He prefers it when one is saved from his punishment. You may ask, whence we know that? This was given to the sages and even those who do not know. Whoever may wish to see may see what is divulged below in this world, and thus know what is a mystery above. Since everything follows the same pattern, for whatever the Holy One, blessed be He, does in the ways of the world is in the likeness of above. Verse 2:15. Yoma de Rabihiya, de Rosh Hashanah, Ihu Yoma de Dina, Umalka Yati Vekurseya, de Dina Santira Kayate, Vechape Pitcha de Malka, Vetava Dina Veaf Algaz, Deku chabari hu rahim leila dina fema diat amar ki ani hashem ohev mishpat netzach rahimu divno lirhimu de dina uvsha ata de santira kam lamat mitrian Milin alayhu pakid lemit kabashofar begin leitara rachame mitata leila tehahu shofar. The day of Rosh Hashanah is judgment day, and the king sits on the throne of judgment. The administrator comes and covers the entrance to the king and demands punishment, even though the Holy One, blessed be He, loves judgment, as written. For I, Hashem, love justice. The love of His children overcame the love of judgment. When the administrator rises to speak about them, the Holy One, blessed be He, commanded to blow the shofar in order to rouse love from below upward by that shofar. There is a difference between judgment and justice. To understand that difference, we need to understand that the Creator loves the children of Israel more than His love of judgment. Verse 2:16. Salka hahukala kalila Be'esha verucha umaya Vita ved minai hu kalaha davitar kalaha ralela kadha hu kala itar meela umitata kadem kolta not dekata in hahu mekatriga mitar bave. The sound rises, included of fire, wind, and water, which correspond to Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferet, that merge into one sound. Another sound from above is aroused before it, which is the central column that joins left and right. When that sound is roused from above and from below, all the charges the prosecutors raise are confused. The sound of the shofar rises. Included in the blowing of the shofar is wind, breath, the blowing itself, the moisture of your breath, which is the water, and also fire. All three elements are included in the blowing of the shofar. And it behooves the consciousness of the person that is our channel to blow to be in a correct state. That's why it is important to know who is blowing your shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It is important to know, it's important to make sure that he knows what is his consciousness supposed to be. Elsewhere in the Zohar, it says that Rabbi Shimon would teach the person blowing the shofar for 3 days prior to Rosh Hashanah in order to make sure that his consciousness was in the correct place. Verse 2:17. Beyom ade Rosh Hashanah nafik Yitzhak bilchodo v'kare le'esav le'atama Le tavshilin de kol ama, kol chad kefum orcho, de ha behahi shata de vatik tchen, enav mer ot venafik, mine man de achshach, ape biryan veit perash, veshav kiv al arse de dina, V'kare le'esa v'yamar v'tsuda Litsa yed v'aseli Matamim v'haviali. On the day of Rosh Hashanah, Isaac comes out alone. That is, the left column reigns without the right, without the joining of the central column, which are Abraham and Jacob. He calls Esau, the other side, to give him dishes to eat of the whole world. According to their deeds, namely to demand punishment for the actions of all the people in the world. For at that time, his eyes were dim, so that he could not see. Bereshit, chapter 27, the description of Isaac in his failing health, or in his old age, not his failing health, when he goes to bless Jacob and thinking it is Esau, which the Midrash teaches that he was not thinking it was Esau. But the idea of dim eyes, eyes that have limited seeing, is what's being discussed in this verse right now. Because he that darkens people's faces comes out from him. That is, the prosecutor is drawn from the left when it is without the right. He is separated from the right and the central column, lies on the couch of judgment, and calls Esau, who is the other side and the prosecutor. And he said, catch me some venison and make me savory food. You remember those verses from this section of Bereshit. From the evil deeds of people, and bring it to me. In other words, the throne of judgment. is asking, what did people do? Let's metaphorically get excited about bringing the world back into balance. Let's bring people's actions to be discussed, revealed, and to manifest their effects in their lives. Verse 2:18. Verivka Amra El Yaakov Bena Rahima Venasha Bena Rahima Fit Masala Mioma Tit Berealma Ufkidat Leitarayhu Pinun Matamim Dile v'Yaakov itar mitata umit labash pitzlotin uvutin v'hakol kol Yaakov v'hahu shofar dekasalik itar Yaakov legabe v'itkeriv v'chade v'yigash lo yivayakol v'itkalil da beda kevan Dit kalil behade v'yave lo yain da hayain de mit tira yain de hu hedu de li baraza de alma yate kedem v'yarach et reach begadal tzalotin v'salkin uvautin v'yvarakehu Nach rugza dechade, liba vekola ihu rachame. And Rivka spoke to Jacob, her son. Her heart's beloved, her beloved son, given to her since the world was created. She orders him to rouse himself with his own dishes. Jacob awakens below, dons prayers and petitions, and the voice is Jacob's voice. A verse that we know from this section of the Bereshit, with the celestial shofar. Supernal Jacob awakens, who is the central column, towards him Isaac, and approaches him by joining him with Abraham, who is the right. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, which means they were incorporated within each other, and the Mochin shone, the secret of eating. Once the central column was included in him, he brought him wine, the preserved wine, namely the illumination of Chochmah, that shines from below upwards, fixed by the central column. The wine rejoices the heart, the secret of the world to come, namely the illumination of Chochmah that is drawn from Bina, called the world to come. Then he smelt the smell of his garments, that is, the ascending prayers and petitions, and blessed him. That means anger abated, the heart rejoiced, and everything is full of mercy. Do you see how we can understand the Torah, the words of the Torah, even without permutating them, just to understand the code word involved? Understand the aspects of the Sefirot, of the three columns, and how every word in Torah comes to teach us these truths. And only the Zohar is our tool to understanding these codes. Verse 2:19. Kevandi hu itkalil v'Yaakov kalinun hayalin v'tukfin v'rugzin dehavo zeminin itvadru v'laishtakahu taman v'Yisrael nafkin min dina dechedva uvirkan v'yehi af yatso Yatsa Yaakov meret v'nei Yitzhak aviv b'yoma da b'chedva uvirtkan ila'in v'esav achiv v'amitzedo Ta'in toane meovade, Dialma v'yas gam hu matamim, Chadid lishane limitat an, Ta'anot atkin sachade v'yave, Le'aviv v'yomer yakum v'avi, It arbedinon v'yokal, Kima ovadin bishin dekol alma, Once he has incorporated in Jacob all the awaiting powers, harsh judgments, and anger dispersed and were no longer present there. Israel emerged from judgment with happiness and blessings, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father on that day with joy and celestial blessings. That Esau his brother came in from his hunting, loaded with burdens of the deeds of the world to denounce them, and he also had made savory food, sharpening his tongue to give charges and prepare testimony, and brought it to his father, and said to his father, Let my father arise, rousing himself with his judgment, and eat the many evil deeds done in the whole world that I have found. Verse 220. V'yecherad Yitzhak harada gedola ad meod tehala yakilit parsha miklalad Yaakov tihu bechetva v'yomer mi Efo hu chatzad, tayid bekama, tilotin, uvautin yavayokal, mikol meterem tavo, viavarakehu, gam baruch yihye, bishmoa esav et divre, itzhak aviv veitzhak, teaka vegomer, Decha me deha tzedo, lahava kelum ad levatar, tiamar lehine mishmane, haaretz vegomer ilein takifin, viyuklusin dishar amin, vedakashya le mikola, viyash totom esav, Et Yaakov lemezal avatre ulkat regale tadir. And Isaac trembled very much, for he could not be separated from being incorporated in Jacob, who abides in joy, and said, Who then is he that has taken venison by many prayers and petitions? And I have eaten of all before you came, and have blessed him. Moreover, he shall be blessed. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceedingly bitter cry, because he saw that this venison was worthless. Eventually he said to him, Behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth, the mighty men and the multitudes of the other people. This was hardest for him. And Esau hated Jacob, following him and constantly denouncing him. Remember that the venison that was worthless was the negative deeds that he had gathered to bring to his father Yitzhak to eat, to consume in judgment. And the venison was worthless. Eventually, there will only be mercy in the world. And all of the judgments, all of the negativity that we have done will be wiped away, will be worthless, will be as naught. This is Mashiach. This is the process by which the world will be completed. Verse 221, V'yakov azil be'inun yomim devein Rosh Hashanah liyom ha-kippurim Arikli ishtazava Minei ta'beti yuta Shave garmei beta anita Adia teya kedein yade Yisrael de'esava v'yamimo Arba meot ish kulhu bekat rege Zeminin lekat rega Lon miyad v'yara Yaakov meot v'yetzer lo v'yaske Bitzlotin v'ahutin Zayo omer Yaakov Elohe Avi Avraham Elohe Avi v'gomer Ad natil ate, choose me eta, fia amar, ki amar akapra, panav mincha, vacholechet, lefanai vayikach, in haba biado, mincha vegomer aizim, atayim, uchyashim, esrim, rachelim, matayim vegomer, Jacob goes the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and flees so as to be saved from him. He repents and fasts until Yom Kippur. Then Israel know that Esau comes with 400 people, all prosecutors ready to denounce them. Forthwith, Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and raised many prayers and petitions. And Jacob said, O Elohim of my father Abraham, and Elohim of my father, etc. Until he reached a decision, saying, For he said, I will appease him with the present that goes before me, and took of that which came to his hand, a present, 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes, etc. Verse 222. We are almost out of the hour's time, but we will continue. It's only two more long verses to complete the section. So we'll probably be a little more than 10 minutes. Gimalim vegomer, kach hu sitra dile, gimalim hu nachash, kemin gamal bishata defate samael, Le'adam arkiv al nachash, kemin gamal tamnenan, man bechame gamal bechelme, mita niknesa ale milmala, ve'ish taziv mina ve'kola achad. Camels. Such is his side, like camels. Camels are the primordial serpent that was like a camel. When the angel Samael tempted Adam to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he was riding on a camel-like serpent. We learn that whoever sees a camel in his dream was punished by death from above, but was saved from it. It is all the same, which means that the camel and the serpent that delivered death to the world are the same thing. And that's why seeing a camel in your dream is a delivery of death, a freedom from death. There was a death decree that has been rescinded, and that's what your higher self is telling you with the image of a camel. And also, if we go look back at the verse that Jacob was sending goats and lambs and also camels as gifts to Esau. All of these are different elements of witchcraft. All of these are different elements of negativity being cleansed from Jacob and given to Esau, the other side, so that when he is destroyed, Bezrat Hashem, soon, Mashiach will come. When the other side is destroyed, all of that negativity will be as naught in the world. Verse 2:23. Ukdein Adar Esav Apotroposa Yaakov Yaakov Laba Adushe Viukse Yavarna Adoni Livne Avdo Kidain Viashav Bayom Hahu Esav Lidarko Ematai Bishat Neila Dehait Barash Meama Kadi Shavaku Chabariku Shavik Lohovehon Vikiper Alaihu Kevan Tehahu Mekatrega Azal Behahu Dorona Veit Parash Minaihu Baeku Chabariku Lemechede Bivno Maketi Viakov Nasa Sikota Vayiven lon bayit v'gomer Al kein kara shem hamakom sukot Kevan diyatve besukot Ha'ish tezikvu Min v'katrega uku chabarichu Chade bin no zaka'a Hulakechon b'chay alma Uvalma diyate Alkein Reaya Mehemna. This verse 2:23 is the last of this section 33. It is the end of the teaching from Moshe Rabbeinu, the faithful shepherd. Esau then reverted to be Jacob's defender, yet Jacob wanted neither his honey nor his sting, but said, "Let my master, I pray you, pass over before his servant." Then Esau returned that day on his way to Seir. What was that? During the Nilah prayer. Since then he parted from the holy nation, and the Holy One, blessed be He, forgives their iniquities and atones for them. Once the prosecutor left with the gift and separated from them, the Holy One, blessed be He, wishes to rejoice with his children. It is then written, "And Jacob journeyed to Sukkot and built him a house. Therefore the name of the place is called Sukkot." Since Israel dwelt in Sukkot, they were saved from the prosecutor and the Holy One, blessed be He, rejoiced in his children. Happy is their lot in this world and in the world to come. This verse is extremely esoteric. We're understanding the 22 days of holiday in the month of Libra, in the month of Tishrei. The first 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, the children of Israel have awakened mercy on Rosh Hashanah and continue to do tshuva through the 10 days of repentance, and achieve the level of consciousness on Yom Kippur where all of their energy is received in a complete form without any limitations coming so that it manifests judgment in their life, pain and suffering in their life. And from the 10th day to the 15th day, when Sukkot starts, the holiday of the Sukkah, they're busy building the Sukkah. They're building, preparing. And during those days, there is still no judgment. All is forgiven. There can be no negative actions. Meaning, if there is a negative action, it is an illusion. Because the children of Israel have been cleansed completely and are back to the level of free choice of Adam and Eve before the sin. And then the Holy One is in a party in the holiday of Sukkot, which ends on Hoshana Rabbah, and then Shmini Atzeret, and Simchat Torah, which we'll talk about another time. We've run a little bit over, so time to say goodnight. I remind you that next week we will be at 7:45 LA time Tuesday, 10 p.m. Wednesday, and 10 p.m. Thursday. Thursday will be a session of the Zohar, the double portion of Behar, Behukotai. Wednesday, we will be continuing our teachings about the mitzvot and the consciousness that one needs to achieve through the actions of the mitzvot. And Tuesday, we will be having a class. And if you have any particular subject you wish to discuss, please let me know by email. I wish you a Shabbat Shalom to a beautiful, beautiful portion of Emor. Shabbat Shalom.